आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
If we look back, we find that Shankaracharya is explaining Vedanta Siddhanta topic-wise. We have discussed many topics. The whole Vedanta Siddhanta is discussed topic-wise. The last we discussed about was the Pramad. So how to tackle Pramad? Carelessness, heedlessness, inadvertence, by be vigilant, be alert. That is the medicine for Pramad. But if you slip once, if your mind becomes visayamukhi, if your mind goes to OET or to sense objects, what will happen? Immediately you will fall. And a beautiful example given was about that the ball. If you leave it on the top of the staircase, how fast it goes down. Same way it will happen with our mind also. So what will happen first? First the moha will come. We start giving reality to the sense object, moha will come. When moha comes, then aham comes, ego will come back. When ego comes back, then you are again bound. And after that, there is vyatha. There is pain, sorrow. Pramad. Before that, we discuss about the vasana. How to remove this anarthkari parampara, vasana, chintaya, kriya. The grossest is kriya. Shankaracharya said, this kriya, this selfish action, this kamya karma, this should be tackled first. Because subtler than kama karma is the chinta in the mind, and subtler than chinta in mind is vasana. So difficult to tackle vasana. So he says, start with selfish action. Don't do selfish action. Naturally, you will not meditate on selfish action. No kama karma. If there is no kama karma, corresponding vasana also gets exhausted. And vasana gets exhausted, you get knowledge. You become jivan mukta. So simple. Then he says about the ego. We are slowly going backward. He talked about ego also. In case of ego, he gave four beautiful examples. You are not present in person, otherwise I would have tested your memory. What are the four examples given by Shankaracharya? He said Rahu. It is like Rahu. Like Rahu, swallows sun or moon, we say it is eclipse. Similarly, this Rahu has swallowed inside the Atman, and we are not able to experience Ananda. Then he says it is like a sarp, like a snake guarding the treasure. What is that treasure? The Ananda, the Atman. He is not allowing us to reach there to have that Ananda. It is already with us. But it is not allowing, the ego is not allowing us to reach there. Then he said the third example was given like a poison, viss. It is a poison. So long a little bit, a trace of little bit of poison in your body is there, you can't say I am healthy. Similarly, if you have got little bit of ego, you are not healthy. You are not experiencing that ananda. And the fourth example was given like a thorn in your neck. Like with a thorn in neck, you cannot enjoy sumptuous food. Similarly, we are not able to enjoy ananda, which is already with us. So, how this ego can be removed? Only one way, one way. What is that? Vigyan Maha Asina. Asina means the sword. The great sword of Vigyan. What is this Vigyan? First we have to get the Gyan. First we have to get the Gyan, then Vigyan, Vishesh Gyan. You have to have Anubhuti, Aparoksha Anubhuti. With the Aparoksha Anubhuti, the ego will also go away. And before that we discussed Panchakos. And Shankaracharya has elaborately discussed, he took nearly 100 verses to prove that each course is not Atman. And after completing our this 5 course, we compiled also what are the hetus given, the causes given by Shankaracharya, that Panchakos, Annamaya Kosh, Pranamaya Kosh, Manomaya Kosh, Vijnanamaya Kosh, Anandamaya Kosh, these Kosh are also not Atman. Okay, and before that, he discussed about the different philosophies. How can you reach that Advait? He says, na yogena na sankhena karmana no na vidyaya brahmatmaikatva bodhena moksha siddhati na anyatha. Na yoga, yoga means here hatha yoga. If you think you will stand on one leg for 1 year and you will get knowledge, you will not get, not with Hatha Yoga. Or na Sankhena, we are discussing this Sankhya Yoga in Kapil Gita. Kapil Gita. Major part we have accepted in Advaita Vedanta. Sankhya take us to certain level. Sankhya will discuss about Purusha and Prakriti. But Advaita is even beyond that, it was one step further. When Sankhya says Purusha and Prakriti, that means the Dvaita is there, duality is there, and whereas the Advaita Vedanta is non-dual. That is the difference. We accept major portion of Sankhya Darshan, but we Advaita Vedanta has got a further speciality. It takes us to the Advaita, non-dual. Na Vidyaya. Na vidya here means the upasana. By upasana, you can go to higher lokas, that's all. You can go to swarga, mahajana, tapasatyam, but again you have to come back. So So by vidya also you will not get mukti. How you will get Brahma Atma Ekatva Bodhena? When you come to know that the Jivatma or Atma in me and Brahman is one and same, then only you will get moksha siddhati na anyatha. There is no other way. There is no other way. Only way is to, you have to understand Jiva Brahma Aikya. Jiva Brahma Aikya. Then before that it was also discussed about the Purusharth, self-effort. What is this self-effort? If you want mukti, you have to put in effort. If I am hungry, I have to eat. If somebody else eat, that will not satiate my hunger. If I am sick, I have to take medicine. If I tell Dr. Ji, you take that medicine, or Kabiraj, this is bitter medicine, you take. I want the benefit of that. Oh, it will not happen. It will not happen. Similarly, if you want mukti, Acharya Ji, you do for me. Not going to happen. Oh, teacher, you do it for me. You go on chanting. Oh, Pandit Ji, you go on doing mala in my name. Your mind will not be purified. You have to do japa yourself. Before that, we discussed about the guru and shishya lakshan. What are the qualities of guru? What are the qualities of shishya? And when you will get that knowledge, a beautiful example was given there. If you come to know that your jata is on fire, and at that time somebody comes and prostrates you, what you will do? Are bhai, hato, 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 let me go to the pond and dip, take a dip. So that the fire on my head is all extinguished. Same way, if that much of urge is there in us, I want it, that's all. Then certainly you will get it. Then before that was the value of human life. It started with the value of human. It's very difficult to get this human form. And after getting the human form, manushyottam, mumuchyottam, mahapurush, sansara, these are very difficult. Many people have got the human form, but they have got not, manushyottam is not there, mumuchyottam is not there, mahapurush, sansara is not there. These are more difficult stages. So if we study topic-wise and discuss and remember, so it will help us. Now Shankaracharya is taking another topic. What is that topic? It is oneness. Shankaracharya is going to tell there is only oneness. There is no plurality, no duality. Only one thing is there, and that is non-dual Brahman is there. If you are seeing oneness, you are liberated. Simple thing. If you are seeing oneness, you are liberated. If you are seeing duality, you are bound. So with the knowledge, what will happen? Your vision will change. That's all. Nothing other thing, nothing else will change. Outside you will be same. Don't think after knowledge you will get two special horns. No. It is only the vision inside changes. Now instead of duality which I was seeing earlier, I am seeing oneness. I am seeing only one thing everywhere. Verse number 330.
Jivato yasya kaivalyam. Videhe sacha kevalah. Yat kinchit pashyato bhedam. Bhayam brute yajushrutihi. Jivato yasya kaivalyam. Videhe sacha kevalah. Yat kinchit pashyato bhedam. Bhayam brute yajushrutihi.
Jivata yasya kaivalyam. Jivata, to one while living. Jivata, when we are living. Yasya kaivalam, to whom aloneness has come, aloof. You have understood that non-dual truth. Videhe sacha kaivalam, when the body dissolves, what happened to that person? If I have realized that oneness, if you have realized one truth while living, what will happen when my body drops? Videhe sacha kaivalam, after death also he is alone. After that he is alone. So he who is completely aloof even while living is alone, really aloof after dissolution of body. So what is this kaival? Kaivalasya bhava kevalam. So while living, jivataha, he is aloof. He has understood that I am that truth. And he has got a firm conviction. We all know that truth. What is that truth? We all know that. Aham Brahmasmi is that truth. But abiding in that truth, I am Brahman, that is a little bit difficult part. You have to do it continuous practice again and again, and it will happen. Abhyas is needed. So because of this oneness, because of this knowledge of Brahma, because of this Jiva Atma Aikya Bodha, he is Jivan Mukta. He is Jivan Mukta. While living, he is Jivan Mukta. So what will happen when the body falls? Will he come back? So it is said, videhe sacha kevala, when he leaves this body, what will happen? He will become Brahma. He has become Brahma, one with the non-dual entity, truth, reality. He has become one. We all know we have seen the gross body disintegrating here. We cremate it and it's over. But what happens to the subtle body? We have all studied this subtle body, gross body and causal body. What happens to the subtle body? Subtle body is made of subtle five-gate element and is supposed to be directed by causal body, which is vasana. This vasana is nothing but avidya. This avidya, while living, after taking the knowledge of the self, is removed in the case of Jivan Mukta. Therefore, when he leaves this body, karan sarir, vasana is not there. If karan sarir or vasana is not there, there is no director for the subtle body dissolves. What remains is a Brahman. So he becomes one with the Brahman. So one who is Jivan Mukta, while living, when he departs from this world, leaves this body, what happens? He becomes one with the Brahman. So videha sacha kevalaha. So there are two states, Jivan Mukta and Videha Mukta. Both relate to one who is abiding in truth. One who is abiding in the truth while living, Jivan Mukta. When the body drops, he becomes a Videha Mukta. Okay, so while living also, what he is seeing? He is seeing one truth only. One truth, oneness. One truth he is seeing. Many times we have seen, and I have told you about Drigdishavik. Everywhere there are five things. Asti, Bhati, Priya, Naam, Roop. We all are seeing Naam, Roop. We are not able to see Asti, Bhati, Priya. But a jnani, he sees Asti, Bhati, Priya only. Naam, Roop he has falsified. This is the change of vision of jnani. Now everywhere, everything he sees, same thing everywhere. Therefore, he abides in that truth. He knows the whole world is unreal. Whole world is unreal, asat. And many times I have explained, whatever is seen is inert. Whatever is inert, that is changing. Whatever is changing is perishable. Whatever is perishable is false, mithya. And whatever mithya is asat, it is non-existing. It is not existing. Very difficult to understand this world is not existing. after listening to for so many years, we still say, how come this is non-existing? I am interacting with this world, it is so real. I am suffering, I am enjoying, and you are saying it is not there? Yes, it is not there. How it is not there? Again, I would have tested today your memory. I have explained that many times, this world is asat. This world is asat because it is negated in deep sleep. Always remember. This world is non-existing in deep sleep. Therefore, this world is asat. In the deep sleep, Atman is still present there. Atman is present in the Jagrat Avastha, waking state. It is present in the deep sleep state. It is present in the dream state. Therefore, Atman is Sat. It is real. It is present in three states of mind. But whereas this world is present in Jagrat Avastha. In Swapnavastha, there is another dream world. But in Susupti, no world. Since the dream world and the waking world is negated in deep sleep, therefore it is called Asat. Always remember this thing. When we say this world is Asat, Asat because it is negated. Yat kinchit pasyata bhedam bhuyam brute yajusruti. Yat kinchit, even the least bit, pasyata, he who sees. If somebody sees a little bit of this bheda, distinction, differences, bhuyam brute yajusruti, bhayam means fear. Brute is said. Bhay will come, fear will come. Who says? Where it is written? It is said, it is written in Yajushruti, in Yajurved it is said. If you see little bit of distinction, difference, plurality, duality, if you say, what will come? Bhay will come, fear will come. Tasya bhayam bhavati. You will get fear. So to remove fear, what we have to do? We have to get knowledge. What is that knowledge? There is no duality. There is no plurality. There is only one. Ek evam adityam. Nothing else is there. If there is only one thing, how can there be fear? If I establish myself in this knowledge that I am non-dual Brahman, and with open eyes I am seeing that oneness everywhere, can there be fear? No, there cannot be fear. Okay. So remove fear, we have to get that knowledge. Yesterday only we were discussing in our Bhagavatam that Devahuti wanted Abhay. From whom? From her husband. Who was her husband? Kardam. He was a realized person. And when the Grihastha Ashram was over, she said, "Are you are going, leaving me behind? But you have given me all comforts of the life, everything. We have got 9 daughters. How can you go? You cannot go. First you have to give me Abhay. Abhay means fearlessness. Fearless means you give me the knowledge of self. If I get the knowledge of self, then I will become Abhay. Abhay. This is not the name of a person, Abhay. Abhayam samsuddhi gyan yoga vavasthiti. In chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita, Abhayam, one of the qualities a seeker should have, this is Devi Sampatti, Abhay. Abhay is the quality, it is the means, and the goal is also Abhay. That Brahman is also Abhay. To reach that Brahman, the quality needed by a seeker is also Abhay. Abhay. So that fearlessness is required. So Jnani sees moon, star, tree, mountain, etc., everything. If he is not seeing moon sun, then there is a defect in the eyes of Jnani. Don't think after realization Jnani will not see sun or moon. He will also see the same sun and moon. But he does not give reality to it. He does not give reality to it. That's all. It is there. He has to interact with that. But reality he will not give, because he knows that these are all asat. These are all inert, changing, perishable, mithya and asat. So he does not give reality. What we all have done? We have done two things. One is called satta adhyas. Satta means existence. So we have given existence to many things. Table exists, mic exists, chair exists, light exists, building exists. So we have said that there are many existences. From the standpoint of Vedanta, it is wrong. There cannot be many existences, because existence is one only. But if I am saying that there are many existences, table exists, mic exists, or chair exists, screen exists, camera exists, I am saying different existences are there. Not only that, after satta dhyas, after giving existence to each and everything in this world, we are giving sobhanadhyas. Sobhanadhyas, we are saying this thing has got a joy content, you know. If I get this, I will get joy out of it. This is called sobhanadhyas. Sattadhyas, that means we are giving existence to many things. Everything exists. So there are millions of existences. And sobhanadhyas, sometimes we give sobhanadhyas to million existences, sometimes we say no, asobhanadhyas. If I get this thing, it will give me sorrow, asobhanadhyas. If I get this thing, I will get joy. This is sobhanadhyas. So we are putting, superimposing on the objects of the world according to our likes and dislikes. If I get a thing of my liking, I get joy. And if I get a thing which I don't like, I will get sorrow. Maybe other person, the thing which I don't like, he will get joy. It may so happen. Like a cigarette, I may not like it. It will give me sorrow. But the person who likes smoke, he will enjoy. So satta adhyas and sobhanadhyas. So this makes the bheda. This satta adhyas and sobhanadhyas make the differences, distinction. There are so many things. Okay, then he says we are giving reality to non-existent things. This is important. We are giving reality to non-existent thing. Non-existent thing, asat. Whole world is asat. We have already proved. This non-existing things we are giving reality by given sattadhyas and sobhanadhyas. We are giving reality. Taittiriya Upanishad says, yatha evaise tasmin udaram mantaram kurute atha tasya bhayam bhavati. If you make a little bit of distinction or difference, if you sing duality, little bit, Taittiriya Upanishad says, bhayam bhavati. You will get bhay, you will get fear. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad it is said, dvitiyat vai bhayam bhavati. Dityat, the moment I think there is a something second is there, Dityat, Bhayam Bhavati, there will be fear. So why this has happened? Because I have given many existences. And I have superimposed on that my likes and dislikes. Sobhan, asobhan, adhyas. Because of this, this has happened. But if there is, if I am able to see only oneness everywhere, no fear. No fear. Like in our body, if I raise my hand, do you fear? I will never fear. But if somebody else raises hand, I fear. Is it not so? Why I don't fear if I raise my hand? Because it's oneness from toe to hand, everything toe to head is one. Oneness is there. I don't fear my hand. But if somebody else raises his hand, I fear because I am seeing Dvaita. See? How fear comes. Okay. Similarly, Swami Ramtirtha and Guruji, they say, Jit dekho, ut main hi main. In bhajan you will find, Jit dekho, wherever he sees, are, Bhagwan is there everywhere. To drive home this point, Swami Ramtirtha ji and Guruji gives a beautiful example that in a mirror hall, if you take one dog there inside, what will happen? And leave him. And now you see from distance what is happening. All is mirror all around the wall. So wherever this dog sees, he is seeing his own reflection also, but he does not know it. That is my reflection. He thinks other dog is there. Duality. Then what happens? He starts barking. All others start barking. He jumps on others. Others also jump on him. In the mirror will happen same thing. If you make little bit of difference, the dog doesn't understand it is he himself is there in the mirror. Everywhere, all dogs, all around, all are only his own reflection. Not understanding this, he is suffering. He is suffering. From dog, let us come to God. D-O-G, just reverse it. God. Many people fight, I am Bhakta of Lord Shiva, I am Bhakta of Vishnu, Vaishnav, Shiva, Shakti. They think they are all different, you know. But for Jnani, he will say, whatever consciousness is there, in Lord Shiva, or in Vishnu, or in Ram, or in Ganesh, or in Mother Kali, or in me, is one and same. One and same. There is no difference anywhere in the world, whether be inert or sentient, from the standpoint of Sachidananda. Is the oneness is everywhere. Oneness is everywhere. So Jnani sees oneness everywhere. So yatra tatra aham eva asti. Yatra tatra wherever you see, aham asti. Aham asti. Now, Gurudev has written beautifully here, the great master who experiences the state of oneness while living in the physical body becomes himself the one. When his body falls off, when the body is gone, videh mukti, he becomes one with that truth. Even when we see the master living in the world outside, not only has he already had the experience, but he is continuously experienced the infinite oneness of the pure self. His vision has changed. His vision has changed and he is seeing only one. He is seeing the one existence. But we are seeing many existences because of Satta Dhyas. But a Jnani sees only one existence everywhere. When his body falls off, he no more experiences the oneness. No more experiences oneself. Experience while living, the mind is still there. Therefore, he is experiencing oneness. When the body falls, no more mind is there. Mind is part of the subtle body, you all know now. Mind is one of the elements of 17 items of subtle body. when this subtle body dissolves, what happens? Mind is no more there, but he becomes the oneness. Khatam ho gaya. He can be, becomes oneness. There is no mind. With the body, he experiences the state of oneness. With the fall of the body, he becomes the one. Beautifully written by Gurudev. This is truth, but anyone recognizing anything other than the self comes to fear. If you're a little bit of bhed, bhaya will come. Fear will come. If you recognize plurality, any distinction between you and the world, any single thing or being other than you, there is fear for you. He who in the experience of Brahman creates or feels the existence of even a minutest distinction between the subject and object, to him comes the fear. Fear is always born of the recognition of other. Always when you think there are duality or plurality, you are never afraid of yourself. To protect yourself from your own fear, you build imaginary fortresses around you and yours generally with more money, better position, a large house, etc., etc. Why all this? If anyone asks, our reply must necessarily start with, I am afraid. I am afraid, you know. Why are you depositing in 401k? I am afraid. In old age, what will happen? I need money. I need this house. The house should be made pakka, permanent. Afraid of what? The answer can only be of something other than myself. So wherever there is a concept of the other, there is a fear, restlessness, agitation, worry, anxiety, each following the other. So anyone who recognizes or cognizes something other than his own self, the Brahman will be afraid of other. So according to Advaita Vedanta, other than Brahman, nothing exists in the world. There are not many existences. There is only one existence. That is Satchit Anand. Verse number 331.
Yada kadavapi vipaschidesah. Yada kadavapi vipaschidesah. Brahmananante pyanumatra bhedam. Brahmananante pyanumatra bhedam. Paschat tatha musha bhayam tadaiva. Pashyatathamushabhayam tadaiva yadvikshitam bhinnataya pramadat yadvikshitam bhinnataya pramadat yadakadavapi vipaschidesah brahmanyanante pyanumatra bhedam pashyatathamushabhayam tadaiva yadvikshitam bhinnataya pramadat
yada kada va api vipaschita esa brahmani anante api anumatram bhedam yada kada whenever va api verily even vipaschita wise man esa this brahmani anante. That Brahman which is infinite. Api anumat, anumatra bhedam. Api means even. Anumatra means the least difference. So whenever the wise man recognizes even the least difference in the infinite Brahman. Who is this vipaschit? This vipaschit is the wise man. A Brahmavit. Brahmavit, a knower of the truth. Or a pragya. Pragya means one who knows the Shastra. We have studied Shastra. He knows the principles and thoughts. And if they say anumatra vedam, a little bit of ved, so there is something different from me. If somebody sees like that, what will happen? The fear will come. What is this fear? This fear is fear of sorrow, bondage. So even a wise cannot have such notion. See, if we are studying Vedant, we should not have any fear. The science tells us there is only one truth everywhere. Everywhere Satchidananda. We have to change our vision. And how that Brahman? Deshkal vastu aparichinna. Deshkal vastu. And you cannot divide this Brahman. You cannot cut into pieces and say, ye tumhara Brahman hai, ye mera Brahman hai. Not like that. You can't do that. Sometimes we divide Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar. Where from this Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar has come? Oh, from Brahmanam. From Brahman, the Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar has come. Sometimes we differentiate between Jeev and Jeev. Between Ishwar and Ishwar, between Dipta, Devta, we differentiate. Between Jagat and Ishwar, we differentiate. See, all because of this differences. But one thing in all is the common substratum. The common substratum is one and same. Same Brahman is giving existence everywhere. We tell our children, where is God? First we tell, no, it is only in the temple. You know, if you want to see God, you have to go to temple. And when they grow up, then they will ask, where is Brahman? Where is God? Now you have to say, no, he is everywhere. He will question you, is he only in the temple? Not outside? No, he is outside also. He is everywhere. How will you explain? He will say, no, I don't see Bhagwan Ram or Bhagwan Krishna outside. I am seeing only the form inside the temple only. Now you have to explain him that he pervades the whole world by principle of existence. That Satchidanand pervades the whole world by principle of existence. Isness is everywhere. But if we create differences, then bhay will come. Pasyati yatha musya bhayam tadev yat vichitam bhinnataya pramadat. Why we are seeing bhinnata, distinction? Pramadat, through mistake. Pasyati, see. Atha, then at once, amusya, to him. Whosoever sees that differences to him, what will come? Bhayam, fear. Tadev, that itself, yet that which vichitam was seen. So at once that which he sees as different through mistake becomes a source of fear to him. The moment you see differences, the fear will come. Oh, acha. Why this has happened? Because of pramad. Shankaracharya says this is because of your carelessness. Listening for Vedanta for 6 years and still you are saying there are differences. There is no plurality. There is only one all dual truth. So if you are seeing differences, even if you are wise person, after listening to Vedanta also, if you are seeing plurality or duality, then the fear will come. What is the fear here? The fear of death. Fear of death will come. Fear of losing a thing. And there will be competition also. He is different from me. I have to compete with him. But when you see the oneness, there is no competition. In the whole body, I see oneness. My hand never compete with legs. Do they compete? No. But outside, we compete with each other. All Mahatmas are fearless because they anumatram bhedam na paschati. They don't see any differences or any distinction outside. Therefore, no fear to them. Fearless. Next.
Shruti smriti nyaya shatai nishiddhe. Shruti smriti nyaya shatai nishiddhe. Drishitraya swatmamatim karoti. Drishitraya swatmamatim karoti. उपैति दुःखो परिदुःख जातम् उपैति दुःखो परिदुःख जातम् निषिद्धकर्ता समलिं लुचो यथा निषिद्धकर्ता समलिं लुचो यथा श्रुतिस्मृतिन्यायशतैर्निषिद्धे दृश्येत्रयस्वात्ममतिं करोति उपैति दुःखो परिदुःख जातम् निषिद्धकर्ता समलिं लुचो यथा
श्रुति स्मृति न्याय सतै निषिद्धे श्रुति श्रुति वेद स्मृति भगवद गीता स्मृति न्याय लॉजिक निषिद्धे विच हैज बीन डिनाइड तो श्रुति स्मृति एंड युक्ति All they tell us there is no difference. There is only one non-dual Brahman. Nishiddhe, which has been denied. Drishye atraya swatmatim karoti. This jagat is not there. It is non-existent. This is asat. Shruti, smriti and the yukti also proves that. And if you utter in this, yah he who swatmatim karoti, one who identifies Swatmati karoti, identifies with whom? With the jagat. Identifies with the jagat. So he who identifies himself with the objective world, which has been denied by hundreds of Shruti, Smriti and reasoning. Every day we are listening that. World is a mithya. Brahma sat jagat mithya, Brahma satya jagat mithya, this is asat, asat, asat. But still we identify with asat. Swatmatim karoti. Shruti Smriti, they all tell, you don't have to destroy the world. What we have to do is disidentify, only this much. Only this much we have to do, we have to disidentify it. You see, nobody told us to identify with the world, but we all identified. Nobody told us. But now when the Smriti, Shruti and Selling is disidentified, we don't want to obey. See? Batao kya karoge? Nobody told us to identify with this world, but we are all identified with the world. Now Shruti, Smriti and Yukti say disidentify. Only you have to remove the tadatna, only tadatna. They are not saying to give up the objects. Only tadatna is to be removed, disidentify. But we are not ready to do that. No. We don't want to listen Shastra. Acha, if you don't want to listen to Shastra, what will happen? You will suffer. How? Physically and mentally. That is our own experience. Physically and mentally we are all suffering. Acha, kahan likha hai? Shruti, I have forgotten. So in Kathopanishad recently Guruji took that hope. Some of you must have heard also that. Manse vedam aptabhyam nehanana asti kinchana mrityu sa mrityu gacchati sahiva naneva pasyati. One who sees Nana. Nana means not mother's father. Nana means plurality. One who sees the plurality here. Nana epasati. What will happen? Mrityu samrityu gacchati. From death to death, he will continue to take birth, death continues. Mansa evam aptabhyam nehanana aste. If you want to verify if there is only one thing here, okay, you can get it. How? Mansa evam aptabhyam. You can get through mind. How can you get through mind? Because he resides in all of us, in our mind only. How do you say? Because he is illuminating all our thoughts. Where? Where are the thoughts? Thoughts are in mind. If the thoughts are in mind, all the vrittis are inert only. If somebody is illuminating there, then the illuminator has to be there. So he is sitting in the mind, mansai vaptabhyam. But you cannot make that tattva, that truth, an object of mind. He will never become an object. You cannot perceive with mind, but you can know him through mind. That is why in meditation we go to that tattva through that mind. Withdraw ourselves, all the senses, withdraw ourselves, go to pranas, go to the mind, and then we go to the illuminator of mind. That is the process to reach there. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also said, neti neti, not this, not this, not this, not this, not the naam roop, it is not, Brahman is not the naam roop. The existence of naam roop is Brahman. Okay, that was said in the Shruti. What is the Smriti? In Smriti is Bhagavad Gita, it says, anadimat param brahma na sat tat na asat uchyate. The Supreme Brahman is without beginning. It is not sad or asat. It is not gross or subtle. It is not manifest or unmanifest. It is not cause or effect. Okay. So by yukti also we denied. How? By yukti also we denied. We denied that panchakosh is not Atman. Today we started our lecture with, I gave you all reference of the previous topic just to bring home that by yukti also we have reached to this conclusion that panchakosh is also not Atman. By yukti also we have done. So that being so, whosoever identifies with these prohibited things, being namely panchakosh, jagat, is doing a forbidden act and he is sinner. Shruti, Smriti, Yukti says the whole jagat and all these things are asat. Don't identify with this thing. If somebody is still identifying with panchakosh, with your body and with the jagat, then what he's doing? He's doing a forbidden act. You are being told again and again, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Don't identify with the jagat. 100 times it is being said. But still, if you are doing this thing, what will happen? You are a sinner. What will happen to the sinner? It is said, upaiti. Upaiti, you suffer. What? Dukkha upari dukkha jatam. One misery after another coming. Now tell me, is it not our experience? Why are we all suffering? In each and every suffering, if you analyze, you will find it is the identification with that object or being which is giving us suffering. Analyze. Analyze each suffering, each dukkha. Why this dukkha has come? You will identify, go up to maybe your friend or in the office, your employer, your boss, our own children, parents. Why it is happening? Identified, identified, identified. Your house, your car, your investment in share market, come down. See? Identify. If my investment in the shares have come down, you don't suffer. You don't suffer. We suffer only when our investment come down. Everywhere you'll find it is identification. So, dukkha upari dukkha jatam nisiddha karta. You are forbidden. Nisiddha karta. Again and again you are suggested, you were told, don't identify, don't identify. Nay, but you are still identifying. Therefore you are nisiddha karta, you are not following shastra. Nisiddha karta. Saha, he, malimluchya. Malimluchya means a thief. Malimluchya, thief. yatha, like. So suffers one misery after another like a thief, for he indulges in something forbidden. So he suffers misery one after another. Ek ke baad ek aata rehta hai, continuously. So this misery can be physical or mental. Don't say and bring this. This will also pass away. One suffering will go away, another is waiting to come. Another is waiting to come. It will come. And it will continue, this suffering will continue till we don't cultivate oneness. The moment oneness comes, this will be over. Malimluch means a thief, does a forbidden act. So seeing plurality is a nisiddha karma. Nisiddha karma. And the result is sorrow. If you are doing something wrong, suffering will come. A thief, when he is stealing, it is a nisiddha karma, prohibited action. If he is caught, physically put into jail. If he is not caught, still he is suffering mentally because he will think again and again, I have done something wrong. Is it not so? Suppose he is not caught. Many times we do commit many sins and we are not caught also. But mentally we suffer. Next.
Satyabhisandhanarato vimuktah mahatvam atmiyam upaiti nityam mithyabhisandhanaratastu nashyet drishtam tadetad yadachaura chaurayoho drishtam tadetad yadachaura chaurayoho satyabhisandhanarato vimuktah mahatvam atmiyam upaiti nityam mithyabhisandhanaratastu nashyet drishtam tadetad yadachaura chaurayoho
satya abhisandhan ratah vimukta satya abhisandhan ratah. He who devotes himself to meditation on reality, one who is trying to search or find out, know or experience the truth. Satya abhisandhan ratah. Ratah means engaged, continuously engaged in finding out the truth, the reality. Vimukta. So one type of person is that who is trying to find out the truth. So what will happen to him? Vimukta. He will be free. So constantly meditating on satya, whose nature is kaivalyam. So there are different aspects of satya. One who sees constantly oneness, he is vimukta. Vimukta, free from avidya. The moment the jnana comes, the knowledge comes, you are free. So what will he get? Mahatvam atmiyam upaiti nityam. Mahatvam, glory. Atmiyam means of Atman. Upaiti attains nityam. He attains to eternal glory of Atman. You are trying to find out that truth, and if you are successful, what you will get? You will get the glory of eternal Atman. You become one with the Atman. You get that glory. You get that glory. So that truth is me. I am not different from the truth. He experienced the truth as his own subject. Then that subject is nitya, eternal. I am that eternal truth. And what will happen? He will enjoy bliss. So a person who is constantly in search of the reality or truth, he will ultimately experience bliss. Another type of person. First type of person who is trying to find out truth. Another, mithya abhisandhan rata tu nasyet, who dwells in the unreal. Mithya. What is mithya? Whole jagat is mithya. What is this jagat? From thought to whole Brahmand is jagat. Jayate gachati tishtati iti jagat. Thing which is born, which stays for some time and again goes back, is jagat. Our thought, they are born, stay for some time and then they die. Another thought comes. So jagat starts from thought, it goes up to whole world, Brahman. All 14 lokas, they come into existence sometime, they stay for some time and they all dissolve. In pralay, everything is dissolved. The whole thing is jagat, starting from thought. So mithya sandhanarata, one who dwells in the unreal, tu nasyet. Nasyet, he perishes. Chalo, khatam. Now find out, where are we rata? Are we rata in truth, finding out the truth? Or are we all engaged in unreal? You don't have to answer me. You just understand yourself. Where are we all engaged? So, but he who dwells on unreal is destroyed. He contemplates, meditates on unreal world and perishes. Beautiful example is given by Shankaracharya. Drishtam tat etat yat achore choreyo. Drishtam, illustrated. Tat etat, that this is so. Yat, which achore choreyo, in the case of one who is not a thief and one who is a thief, chor. And a chor. Chor, a thief. And one who has not done anything, not stolen anything, he is a chor. Sadhu, a sadhu. Similarly, chor, a chor. So that this is so is illustrated in the case of one who is not a thief and one who is thief. So chor is mithya abhisandhan rata. So according to Shankaracharya ji, if we are engaged in mithya abhisandhan rata, mithya abhisandhan rata means dwelling in the unreal. Unreal. They are all chor. And who is a chor? Satya abhisandhan rata, one who is dwelling or who is trying to find out the truth or reality, is a chor. What is this chor? Chor indulges in forbidden things. He has stolen, but he is not revealing. He has stolen, but he is not revealing. He denies stealing. Inside he is shaken, but a chor is bold. If somebody has not stolen, if you ask him, have you taken this thing? Well, no, I am not taken. He is bold. So how to find out chor? How to find out chor? Earlier it used to be chor ki dari mein tinka. Earlier people had to have dari. So one chor was real chor. He said, no, I am not stolen. He was brought to king. And he is saying, no, this person has taken. So who is the other person? Is a chor. He has not stolen. Both are brought here before the king. Both have got the beard. And the minister said, okay, I will find it out. How? He said, chor ki dari mein tinka, I am going to find out where there is any straw in your beard or not. The beard is gone. The one who is a chor, who has not stolen, he is standing here. He knows that there cannot be any tinka in my dari. How can there be a straw in my beard? There cannot be. But one who is chor, he is shaken inside. He is thinking there can be so. So he tried to find out whether there is a straw in my dari or not. Caught immediately. See? Same way, this chor and a chor is explained in Chandogya Upanishad. चांदो के उपनिषद, बोथ चोर एंड अचोर दे आर ब्रॉट. हु इज चोर? ही इज मिथ्या अभिसंधान रत एंड अचोर. ही इज सत्य अभिसंधान रत. हिज माइंड इज विद द ट्रुथ. Mind with the truth. Another person's mind is with the unreal. Brought to king. King said, okay, you do one thing. You put this axe in the fire, make it hot red. And this axe to be put on the hand of chor and achor. So one who is chor, his hand will burn. And one who is achor, his hand will not burn. Why? Because chor is identified with the unreal. He will suffer. Put the hand, that red hot axe on the hand of chor, who is identified with the unreal, he will suffer. But achor, his mind is with the Lord. His mind with the Lord. He is not identified with the body. Therefore, put an axe, red hot axe, on the hand of achor. Achor means jnani. Jnani means he is reveling in the truth. He has experiences. So his hand will not burn. Okay. So chor is a jnani, achor is jnani. Jnani is fearless and a jnani is fearful. So we all are fearful, so we are all a jnani. Why a jnani is fearful? Because he is seeing plurality. Because he is seeing plurality, therefore he is suffering. Jnani sees oneness, no suffering. Om.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.